Would you open your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Psalms? Psalm 36. Tonight, I guess you wouldn't really say I'm not really going to preach. Of course, I may a little bit, but it's more of a testimony of what God's done. When we walk out of here tonight, I don't want anyone to say how great a church Blessed Hope Baptist Church is. I don't want anyone to say how great a preacher Luke Townsley is. I want us to be able to say how great a God we serve. And we do. Psalm 36, verse 5. Would you stand with me, please, as I read the text here? We'll read down through verse 9. Verse 5, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep, O Lord. Thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures." Now pay attention to verse 9 here. It says, "For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light." What I'd like to talk about tonight is the fountain of life. When I look at a fountain of life, I think of an oasis in the desert that gives forth life. And in many parts of the Middle East, I think that would be the case. And I would like to talk about seven fountains that God has provided for me along the way. Let's pray before we begin, though. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for this church and the blessing it has been to us and to many others. Lord, we ask that you bless your word tonight as it's preached, that you would speak to our hearts, Lord, that we would be challenged to serve you better. Lord, that we would get a better understanding of how great a God we do serve. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. As I look back over the past year and a half or so, I see some fountains that God has provided in my life. There were to encourage me, to help me, and to many of you, these fountains really won't mean much. You'll look at them and say, "Well, that has nothing to do with me," and I understand that, but God will bring fountains into your life. Yes, there are desert times. Yes, there are hard times that we have to go through to get to the fountains, but God will provide the fountains, and he will take care of us. I think the first fountain, and I'm going to kind of list these in somewhat of a chronological order. At least that's the attempt here. But I think the first fountain that I found is Blessed Hope Baptist Church. You folks have been a tremendous blessing to us personally, and I know to many others. And many of you sitting here tonight don't understand what it means to a missionary to have a supporting church that stands behind them. It means a great deal. We're going to be a long way from home. We're going to be in a strange place. At times, a very lonely place. There will be hardships. There will be troubles. There will be desert times in between the fountains. But it's a great thing for us to be able to look back and say, we know we have a church that supports us, that cares about us, and is standing behind us and is praying for us. And we appreciate your support. That means a great deal to us. And I hope you won't lose that. I hope that we'll be able to maintain good contact and be able to stay up with things and so forth and so on. Very often what happens over the years is missionaries, they go to the field. It may be 5 years. It may be 10 years. And different people come back to the come through the church and are members of the church, and they don't know the missionaries. And the missionary loses support from his home church. Not necessarily in money, but over time that disintegrates. And we would like for you, some of you, to be able to come down and visit us and the work there, maybe to help in different things. And I don't know how many of you would be able to do that, but we would like for that to be the case. We'd like to be able to stay up and with you folks and communicate. And I think that's very important that we do that. But we do appreciate your help. So often we see missionaries that they don't have the support from their home church that we have. And I'm not just speaking financially. Your financial support is a symbol of that in a sense, but it's not everything. Your pastor has given us a lot of help. It's new to him, it's new to me as far as sending out a missionary. And he's also given us the room that we need to work. He's also given the guidance that we need, and we appreciate that. That's such a tremendous blessing to us. We've seen the other side of that, where the missionaries are very hampered in their work simply because, no other reason, just they're supporting church. And that shouldn't be. But we'd like you to know that we're very appreciative of that, and we consider it a fountain that God has provided for us in between the desert times. But as a church, there are many elements of this church, many parts of this church, that I would like to pick out. Well, there are a few here that I'd like to pick out. There are many that have been a blessing. And I look at my parents, of course, raised me in this church. They've been a tremendous blessing to me, a continual fountain. Just over the years, all that they've done, all that they've invested. They're not perfect people. They're not perfect parents. They didn't raise a perfect child, but they raised me to serve the Lord. And I'm very thankful for that. That means so much. I'm thankful for my pastor, who week after week stands before you and says, the Bible is the Word of God. This is what it says, and this is what we're going to do. I'm so thankful for that. You don't know. You don't understand, probably most of you, how refreshing it is to come here and to have your pastor stand in the pulpit and say, the Bible, this is the Word of God. This is what we believe. This is what we're going to follow. That's such a blessing. Because not every church has that. And I was reminded of that on our honeymoon. Hannah and I, on deputation, we've been in some good churches, been in some great churches. But I was reminded on our honeymoon particularly, we were in a couple of churches, and we were just going to churches at random, more or less, you know, just picking my phone book or whatever, not knowing anything about them. And we were in one that actually gave a gospel presentation. And it may have been all this people ever got, I don't know. But it gave a gospel presentation on a Sunday morning, and we enjoyed it, had a good service. And that was the best we got for 2 weeks. And that was about all we got for 2 weeks. After the last church we were in, I cried on the way home. The pastor was a good man. He believed the Bible. He preached from the King James Bible when he preached. That was the problem. He was afraid of his people. He was afraid to preach. And I wouldn't say the name of the church because I don't want to bring condemnation on him because I don't know the whole situation. I'm just saying as I see it. He was afraid to preach to his people. He's afraid they'd leave, and they probably would have. But that's a shame. He knew better. He was an old preacher. He knew what they needed. He knew the truth, but he's afraid to preach. And I'm thankful for a pastor through the years that has been faithful to preach God's Word. Maybe not with the most eloquence, maybe not with the most, you know, the greatest ability as far as speech goes and other things that some people might have, but faithful to preach God's Word, faithful to deal with problems. And I'm very thankful for that, Pastor. That means a great deal. I'm thankful for Brother Jerry, who's following in his father's footsteps. He'll stand up, say, the Bible's the Word of God. This is what it says. This is what we're going to do. And I'm so thankful for that, for his leadership. And I also, and I've kind of got to make this a big category, but I'm so thankful for faithful Christian laymen in this church that have been faithful year after year after year, month after month after month, Sunday after Sunday in this church. That means a great deal to me to see that someone can go through their whole life as a Christian and not fall away, not become away from the Lord or backslid and just stay in that condition. That means a great deal. And your support means a great deal. Your prayer support means a great deal. And I appreciate that. I think probably though the second fountain, and again, this won't mean a lot to you. I'm just saying it's a fountain that God has provided to me personally between the deserts. But probably the second fountain that I've encountered on the deputation trail has been my brother Jim. He's been a tremendous help to me, tremendous encouragement in a lot of ways. And I'm not going to go into detail into all of those things, but he has been a tremendous help just in so many areas. And I'm very thankful for it. That's been a fountain, not necessarily one I always enjoyed. He wasn't afraid to tell me, say, Luke, you know, you got on what I do tonight, one black sock and one white sock. For those of you that wonder, I'm wearing a brace on one ankle. But he's not afraid to say, Luke, that just isn't the way things are going to happen. This just isn't going to work. You've got to change this. And I'm very thankful for that. Sometimes we need that. I think probably the third fountain that I've encountered has been faithful Christian laymen all across this country. There are many other good independent Bible-believing Baptist churches across this country that have faithful Christian laymen serving in them day after day. And I'm so thankful for those. They're such a blessing, such an encouragement to me. There's so many areas of the country that don't have good churches. There just aren't any. And when we do come across them, it's such a blessing. It's such an encouragement. I think the fourth fountain that I've encountered, and I'm picking this out in this spot just because of a particular incident that I was thinking about, but it's God's Word. It's a fountain of life. In times of trouble, times of hardship, when we're falling away from God, it's a fountain for all of us. We can all identify with that. There's times that we just need to get alone with God and His Word and get refreshed and be revived and charged up. But I'm thankful for that. God's Word will never fail us. Men will fail us. Other things, organizations and so forth may fail us. God's Word will never fail us.
Amen.
It hasn't failed anyone now for 2,000 years. And we're not about to start. And I'm so thankful we can stand on the truths of God's Word, say this is what the Bible says, this is just what we're going to do. And we may not understand how it will work out. We may not understand all that will happen, but God's Word is faithful. That's what faith is. Faith is saying, this is what God's Word says. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I believe it. And I'm so thankful that we can step out in faith, trusting God and His Word, as we go to the Dominican Republic. No, we don't know what's going to happen in the Dominican Republic. We don't know that we'll get to the Dominican Republic. Something may happen in between. We don't know. We do know that we serve a great and wonderful God.
Amen.
We know that we're in His care. We know that as we follow Him, as we're faithful to Him, anything that happens to us, it's His business. And I'm so thankful that we can rest secure in that. Not having to worry about what's going to happen, not having to worry if there's going to be a fountain when we need it in the desert, knowing that God will provide, for He will. And I'm also thankful for Brother Autry. Many of you don't know him, never heard of him. Brother Ronnie Autry is a missionary that we're planning to work with in the Dominican Republic. He's been a fountain to me, and a help to me. Yeah, I should say a little bit about this while I'm here. What we're planning to do in the Dominican Republic is of course, after a year of language school in Costa Rica, we're planning to go to the Dominican Republic and to work there with Brother Autry. And what he has done, he started a church in Santo Domingo, which is the capital of the Dominican Republic, and he's also started a seminary at that church to train national pastors to go through the country and start other churches. There is a tremendous opportunity in the Dominican Republic to see more churches started at this time. I think it'd be wonderful if we would see dozens or hundreds of American missionaries going to the Dominican Republic. And we are seeing some American missionaries go. but we're not seeing them go by the droves. But I believe through the seminary there is the opportunity there to see those Bible preachers in the Dominican Republic. Yes, it will take years. Understand something. The seminary is not a ministry that happens overnight. There are some ministries that see a lot of results in a short time for whatever reason. There are some that take longer. The seminary is definitely one that takes longer. You invest 4 or 5 years into someone before they're ever able really to go out to start a church, and sometimes it takes longer than that before they're really on their own. It takes time, but over a period of 15 or 20 years, we believe through the seminary, and we don't know what God's going to do, but we believe there's the opportunity and there's the potential to see dozens and even hundreds of churches started in the Dominican Republic through that ministry. And I hope that some of you will be able to be a part of that. As far as actually being there, maybe helping build some buildings, maybe helping do some other things. But what we're planning to do is work particularly in the seminary, helping to train and send out those young men across the country in whatever way that we can, and helping them to go out and to start fundamental, independent, Bible-believing Baptist churches. That's what we need. Some more churches that will stand and preach God's Word. I think I appreciate the music here. I appreciate the song service. I guess you'd say the most rousing song service of any of the 130 or so churches that I've been in the past year or so. Don't have the largest congregation or the smallest congregation, but probably one of the best song services. And I'm thankful for that. Probably the only one I heard any better was in the Dominican Republic. They were into it. They were enjoying it. They were good people. But I'm very thankful for Brother Autry and for that fountain that God has provided in our way. Another fountain, of course I've alluded to this already, that God has provided in my life is my wife. She's been a tremendous blessing to me, tremendous help. I didn't really understand it, so I know probably many of you, or maybe you're more attuned to these things than I am, I don't know. But I don't know how you understand it, but as far as deputation and being able to raise support, she has been a tremendous help to me. We've only had a few meetings together, but I've been able to see how much easier it makes it. The churches that I've been in, as far as myself, that I didn't know anyone in the church before I went, there have been, and I've been to quite a few of those, there have been, as far as ones that I've been in for only a single meeting, there have been just a few, maybe 2 or 3 or 4, that have taken me on for support. And not saying that's my fault or their fault or whose fault it is, I'm just saying that's the way it is. And as far as missions conferences, that's where I was able to get most of my support. And also churches where I had some contact or knew someone in the church. That was a tremendous help. But I can see, just in the few meetings we've had, the difference that she will be able to make as far as that goes. And I'm not trying to be critical of the process, but I'm just explaining a few things to you. And I know you understand this to some degree. Deputation is a very spiritual process. It's also a very carnal process. Here's what I mean by this. It's up to the Lord to raise our support. I fully understand that. I fully appreciate that. On the other hand, deputation is a business of selling yourself. I'm not saying that we always like that. I'm not saying that it should be that way. I'm just saying that's the way it is. What a lot of churches do, and I'm not saying this is wrong either. It's not necessarily. But what a lot of churches do is they'll have in maybe one missionary a month. That's what many churches do, and I think that's, I don't know how it's done recently, but I think that's been done here to some extent. But they'll have in one missionary a month, maybe 10 a year, and then at the end of the year they'll pick 1 or 2 or 3 or however many they're able to afford. And I'm just saying that's the way it is. And as far as Hannah, she is able to relate to people. I'm not a people person. You know that. Brother Brewer knows that too. Brother Brewer is a people person. He likes people. He likes to talk and no.
Don't get it started, bro.
But I'm not that way. Not that I don't like people, not that I don't try to be friendly and all that, but I'm just not geared that way. Hannah's a lot more open person. She's a lot more friendly person. She's able to relate to people much better than I am. And that's been a real help. What I found when I go to churches, I've had a very positive response, a very good response. As far as I'm speaking when I was single on deputation, very often there'll be some good decisions made and so forth and so on. But I'm not able to relate to the people on the level that she is. And that's been a tremendous help. And it's important, more than just for selling ourselves, but it's important to be able to relate to those people. They're an essential part of our ministry. I want them to feel that way. But I'm not always able to accomplish that. And I'm thankful for that fountain that God has provided in my life. Really thankful for that. The last fountain that I'd like to mention here, and again, it's not something that necessarily would mean a lot to you. I'm just saying it's something that God has provided in my life when there's been a need, is Hannah's parents. I know they're my in-laws, but I love them anyway. No, and I'm very thankful for them. Of course, her father is the Africa director for BIMI, and of course, he has been a missionary in Senegal for many years. And there's a lot of things that he's been able to help us with that no one else really had the resources to provide us. And God provided that fountain. And I'm very thankful for that and for the help that they've been. When I began deputation, before I began deputation, just after the Lord called me to go to the Dominican Republic, I sat down and I thought about it. Knowing that God had called me to go, but just thinking to myself, I thought, you know, Luke, you don't have all the resources you need to go to the Dominican Republic. You don't have the finances. You don't have the contacts to the people. You don't have the knowledge. You are lacking in many, many areas. And I thought, you know what, Luke? If God doesn't take care of you, you're in trouble. That's true. And I thought, you know, I wonder if God will take care of me when I go to the Dominican Republic. If he doesn't, I'm in trouble. And then I thought, how foolish to even wonder if God would take care of me. As long as I'm in his will, doing his work, I may go through some deserts. I will go through some deserts. I'll go through some hard times. He will provide the fountains. And he has done so. And I'm very thankful that we can put our faith and trust in a loving God, that we can give ourselves completely to him, not having to worry about how he's going to take care of it, not having to wonder about how things are all going to work out, trusting him completely. I'm so thankful that he provides the fountains. Would you look with me lastly in Proverbs chapter 3? This has been one of my favorite verses on deputation. It was a verse that he used in my heart to confirm that Hannah was the one that he wanted me to marry. But it's been very special on deputation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And here's what it says. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I'm so thankful tonight that we can put our faith, we can put our trust in a loving God. I would hate to go through life without him, without direction. Very often, seems like people will look at my life or at Hannah's life or at other young people's lives that are serving the Lord and say, but you seem to have such direction in your life. And we do. It's very simple. We're following him. We have a direction. We have a purpose. We have a plan. Without him, we don't. And I'm so thankful for that tonight. I'd like to thank the church for the blessing that you've been to us, and the help that you've been to us, and the encouragement that you've been to us. You're a special group of people. And I praise the Lord for you, and for the fountain that you've been to me. And I praise the Lord for the other fountains that he's provided in my life. Yes, there are deserts in life. Brother Jerry was speaking about that in Sunday school this morning. There are hard times in life. There's no question about it. There's times when we look up and think there's going to be no fountain in sight. Abraham went out not knowing where the fountain was. God provided. And God will provide for you. I hope, first of all, that each and every one of you have given your lives to him in the area of salvation, trusted him with your soul. And I hope that each and every one of you here tonight are committed to serve him with your lives. There's no greater life to live than that of serving the Lord. I'm going to close in prayer and then ask the pastor to close the service as he will. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the blessing it is. Thank you for the help that it is. Thank you for the guidance that it is in our lives. We thank you for the fountains that you provide in our way. We thank you for being so faithful to provide our needs. I thank you for this church. Thank you for the blessing that the people in it have been to me and to Hannah and I know to many others, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we will continue faithful, Lord, to serve you. But I pray, Lord, that this church will also continue faithful to serve you. In your precious name, amen.